This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks once again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Erica Flynn, an award-winning hypnotist, author, speaker, and co-host of the popular podcast series Hypnosis Etc. She is the founder of Cascade Hypnosis Center in Bellingham, Washington, and creator of the Reprogram Your Weight system. Erica, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Hey, Eric, it's great to be here today. Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure as well. Now, what makes losing weight so difficult for most people? Let's start there.
Well, for most people, you know, first of all, we have to keep eating every day. So we do have to eat every day, and eating, you know, brings us the energy that we need for our day. But in general, there are two primary reasons that keep people trapped in the inability to lose weight. One is people are eating for emotional reasons, and that's usually eating for stress or eating because they're bored. They're not eating because they're actually hungry. They're eating because the food is sitting there or that type of a thing. And the second reason is habitual reasons. So we're eating because the clock says so, or we're eating because we were conditioned to eat this way. So have you ever known anyone, Eric, that is a member of the Clean Plate Club?
Most certainly. Oh, yes.
That's a really common one where people are taught from a very young age, so this is just kind of conditioned how to eat, taught from a very young age, eat all the food on your plate, or breakfast is the most important meal of the day, or don't you want to grow up big and strong? So all of that type of messaging keeps us eating when we're not even hungry.
One that seems to be common here is serving too much food on the plate.
Oh my gosh, portion control is crazy, and I can tell you in my experience, and I've worked with a lot of clients on this, a lot of clients before I even wrote the book, Reprogram Your Weight, but most of my clients, by the time we're done working together or when my readers are done reading the book, they're eating about 25 to 60% of the amount of food they used to eat. You know, we're just eating way too much food.
Now, Erica, how about the idea that in order to grow up big and strong, you needed to eat as much as possible?
You know, and that might have been true. It might have been true when you were, you know, for some people who might have grown up in the, grew up in the valley or something like that, where people are working all day long, really outside working. They're doing something outside in the field or, you know, that type of a thing where you really need a lot more calories. But, you know, today, and, you know, the thing is, too, is if you have stored energy on your body, right, which there's another term for that, the F word, stored energy on your body, you don't need to eat as much because your body can draw from those stored resources, and that's what we call weight loss. So we really don't need to eat that much if we have excess weight.
So true. And how does hypnosis differ from traditional weight loss methods that we are familiar with?
Hypnosis helps us to tap into a deeper understanding and a deeper knowing. So for a lot of people, what happens is they know what they're supposed to do. You know, there's a lot of information out there. There's actually, I would consider it to be information overload. Every single day, it seems like there's a new diet or a new technique or a new study or a new whatever, right? And so there's almost information overload, and people know what they are supposed to do to a large degree. They know that they are supposed to eat relatively unprocessed, healthy foods in general and not too much of it. But the reality is, in the moment, they feel stressed or they feel bored or they had a bad day and they find themselves eating again. So for example, a lot of my clients, they'll report to me, you know, Erica, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'll put my gym clothes in my car and I put my healthy lunch in the car and I have every plan of coming home and cooking a healthy dinner for my family and maybe going on that walk. But then something stressful happens during the day. I get a call from someone, you know, my mom might be sick or a kid isn't sick, and or I have a bad day at work, some a problem at work, and then they find themselves at the drive-thru on the way home knowing they weren't planning on doing that. And then the idea is like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I wasn't going to do this. What's wrong with me? And so they start to think something's wrong with them. They know what to do, but they don't follow through. So hypnosis kind of fills in that gap. It helps people to understand, why am I not following through on what I should be doing? There's something missing there. And hypnosis fills in that. So it draws the gap between the heart, which is the feeling, you know, I know what I feel like doing, right, and the head, And so then you can actually follow through on those healthy habits that you know you want to be doing in real time, in that moment. So you don't have that knee-jerk response anymore to, you know, reach for that unhealthy food. That's one of the ways that hypnosis helps. The other primary ways is it helps to reprogram unhealthy habits. So how about this, Eric? Have you ever found yourself watching television, or maybe you've heard of this, and you look over and you're like, who ate all the chips, right? What happened to the chips in the bag? So a lot of people, they have, you know, eaten food without realizing it. So it's just habitual. So it's mindless eating and it's habitual. So that's the other thing that hypnosis really helps with, is hypnosis can help reprogram some of that habitual eating, which is just kind of a habit is an executable program in your brain that's run automatically without thinking about it. And so this is where, you know, you're walking through the break room and there's a bowl of M&Ms there and you just grab the bowl of M&Ms, or you just grab a handful of M&Ms, even if you weren't planning on it. So that's habitual eating. Hypnosis can tap in and get rid of that habitual eating and kind of reprogram healthy eating habits instead.
And just going over some of these situations, everyday situations that we never stop to think about, really does bring focus. And we really appreciate your bringing focus to these. Today we are with Erica Flynn, an award-winning hypnotist, author, speaker, and co-host of the popular podcast series Hypnosis Etc. She is the founder of Cascade Hypnosis Center in Bellingham, Washington, and creator of the Reprogram Your Weight System here on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how does hypnosis help to counteract bad eating habits?
Well, one of the things that hypnosis helps with is it helps us to become aware of our eating. So it can bring that awareness to bear upon what we're doing. And in a state of hypnosis, we become aware of things that we're doing that we want to change, right? Most people understand, oh, geez, I eat too much at night, okay? So I could do well all day long and I eat too much at night. So how do I resolve that? Well, in a state of hypnosis, there's insight that can be brought to bear on that bad habit, and then in the state of hypnosis, the mind can be reprogrammed. So then the next evening, for example, with hypnosis, you just wouldn't feel like overeating at night anymore. The feeling would be gone and you just wouldn't do it. Now, so many of my clients report to me, Erica, I just don't feel like eating so much anymore, or I forgot to overeat, or I didn't notice the donuts in the break room anymore. So it changes things at that awareness level so that it's easy for you to follow through on the healthy habits that you want to be following through on.
Lastly, Erica, how does hypnosis lead to more sustained weight reduction?
Hypnosis leads to more sustainable weight reduction because it's natural and it's normal. So a lot of diet programs, what they're asking you to do is they're asking you to follow a strict plan or some type of plan that really includes some type of deprivation. And the body doesn't really like deprivation. So the body doesn't really like, the mind doesn't like you to kind of starve yourself. So if you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm hungry, but I shouldn't eat because it's not on my diet plan, that's creating a fear-based response in your brain. Your brain is thinking scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. And then the next time you eat, you'll probably overeat. So hypnosis does it the opposite way. With hypnosis, you can get reconnected to how you're feeling, which means you only eat when you're actually hungry. And that gets rid of emotional eating and it gets rid of habitual eating. If you're only eating when you're actually hungry, your body can help self-regulate your weight. And then you just lose weight naturally and easily. It's effortless. And then that is what leads to sustainable weight loss, because if it's easy to do every week, even during a stressful week, you still won't overeat that week. So it's really piggybacking on the natural processes of the heart and mind and body to help us achieve lasting weight loss.
Erica, we certainly have appreciated your time here today. In conclusion, is there anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought, takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely. So for anybody out there who's struggling with weight loss, or you've tried everything to lose weight, just know that hypnosis can still help, because you're tapping into a deeper part of you. You're tapping into that subconscious mind that controls what you do. So if you need help with that, you can get my book at reprogramyourweight.com and get started on your new journey to lose weight.
Erica, a pleasure to have had you with us on the program. Thanks so much, and have yourself a great day.
Yes, thank you so much, Eric. Bye.
We've been speaking with Erica Flynn, an award-winning hypnotist, author, speaker, and co-host of the popular podcast series Hypnosis Etc. She is the founder of Cascade Hypnosis Center in Bellingham, Washington, and also the creator of the Reprogram Your Weight System. And for more details, visit reprogramyourweight.com. www.eHealthRadio.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.